Well, good afternoon, everybody. The title of this sermonette today is The Silver Suitcase. Now, you might think that that is rather a peculiar title for a sermonette, but let me tell you this little story. When my wife and I returned from an overseas trip some 3 years or so ago, we arrived at the airport and, having passed through passport security, we went to collect our luggage. Unfortunately, my wife Jill had not been well on the long flight and she was waiting for me to collect our bags, feeling distinctly unwell. Also, our body clocks were 6 hours different because of the time difference, and therefore it was late in the evening in the UK. In addition, we were both very tired after a 13-hour flight. I managed to get our three suitcases off the carousel and loaded them onto a trolley at the airport, where we went out expecting to see someone to collect us. Some 4 hours or so later, we had got home, it was midnight, and our body clocks thought it was 6 a.m. Jill went straight to bed and I sorted out the luggage, or the baggage. The silver suitcase wouldn't open, and so I decided to leave it until the morning when I could have some much sought after sleep. The following day, I went to the silver suitcase again, and the key still wouldn't fit. Leaving it alone for a few hours had made absolutely no difference at all. I tried, and I tried, and the key just wouldn't fit. And thinking that it might have been tampered with, going through all the processes that they have to, I decided to prise open the small lock off the suitcase. The contents, however, were entirely different, because I picked up someone else's case, which was exactly the same colour, looked the same size, and seemed to have the same type of lock on it. What was I to do? Well, first of all, I put the lock, which still worked, back on the case. After searching for a suitable phone number and a couple of calls, I found someone at the airport at Heathrow who would look into it for me, and she rang me back later. When she got back in touch, she said that my case had been found and I could collect it and return the other case. The next day I drove to Heathrow Airport, some 340 miles round trip, about 8 hours in driving, to collect it. And having gone through all the protocols you have to go through in terms of security and all the rest, I finally found the place where I could get our luggage, our silver suitcase back. I couldn't complain because it was my fault, and I didn't. One religious world leader said many years ago, "Don't let the behaviour of others destroy your inner peace." That could be put another way. Don't let the behaviour of others dictate the way that we feel. It's a good maxim to practice and to live by. But in this situation, I could have let my own careless behaviour destroy my own inner peace. Often that can happen, but in this case, I just bit the bullet, as they say, and I did what I had to do. I'd made a genuine mistake and had to pay the price for it. But it gave me an idea for this sermonette as I thought about the whole episode. So what has a mistaken silver suitcase got to do with a spiritual message on the Sabbath? There are some very interesting spiritual comparisons to think about. In the Church of God, it has long been taught that we have to be so careful because at the end of this age, Satan is on the rampage. And just over the horizon, he will do everything he can, both now and later, to sidetrack us, get us off track, move us away from the truth, which leads to eternal life. We also know that false Christs and prophets will arise. If it were possible, they would lead God's people astray. It's a dangerous period now in our history, as we near the end of this age. In the book of Acts written by Luke, let's turn there, let's look at Luke 20, verses 29 to 31, and let's read the following. Luke 20, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will arise up, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone day and night with tears. Ellicott's commentary for English readers states the following. The figurative language followed naturally on the idea of the flock and of the shepherds who would watch over it. It lies in the nature of the case that the wolf stands primarily for the open enemies of the flock, the persecutors of all ages. The wolves, however, might come in sheep's clothing, and so the false prophets, the usurpers of authority, and leaders of parties within the church are also included in the term. In short, we have to be on our guard, as we have been taught over the years. But back to the silver suitcase. I was mistaken by taking someone else's suitcase. It looked like ours because it was the same colour. It looked the same size. It seemed to have the same lock. It was about the same weight. As most of the cases had already been picked up, the last cases were coming through on the carousel. However, just because a case looks exactly like yours doesn't mean to say that it is yours. There are millions of pieces of luggage that are handled every year, and it is ideal if you have a case that is unique and it stands out. However, silver suitcases, and there are many of them, can look just like your own silver suitcase. So when I collected our suitcase, as I thought, I put it next to the one that I had returned. So I compared the differences. Were there any differences? Had I been mistaken? You would never know unless you put them side by side. So here was the one I took back to Heathrow Airport, and there was our suitcase waiting for us. For example, our suitcase was probably about half an inch, bigger than the one that I'd taken. How would you ever know unless you had the other suitcase to compare it with? There were some other glaring differences. There was no name tag on the wrong suitcase, and we always have one on ours, but I hadn't noticed that. Further, there was some brown ribbon to distinguish it for the owners of the case, and I thought, erroneously, that my wife had put a brown ribbon on it, which of course she hadn't. And thirdly, the lock was the same colour and size, but a different make. I just didn't inspect the suitcase that I picked up closely enough, as I should have done, and it cost me a total of 8 hours driving and 340 miles of unnecessary mileage, having to go through the security at the airport and finally collecting the right case. Modern Christianity can be compared to my experience. Many think that all churches are the same. After all, they think that we all worship the same God and are all headed in the same direction. That is a major error that is made, and it is a reason why so many just attend now the church on the corner, the one nearest to them. Unfortunately, there are many ex-Church of God members or people who have fallen for this satanic mindset. Let's read 2 Corinthians 11, verses 13 to 15. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Deception, then, and right down through the ages. The silver suitcase that looks the same. So many think that we are all the same, until they find out that we keep the Sabbath. And then, of course, we can be called Jews because they keep it, and because of their ignorance of spiritual matters. Taking the church as our silver suitcase in this analogy, it was full of godly principles as outlined in our statement of beliefs. We keep the Sabbaths both weekly and annually. We believe that God the Father and Jesus Christ are two separate beings. We believe that the Holy Spirit is the power of God, both of the Father and of the Son, given by God to a truly repentant person at the time of baptism. We believe that God is a kingdom or a family, the kingdom or family of God, and so much more. The contents of the wrong silver suitcase in this analogy that I picked up was completely different from our own. The contents were, by spiritual analogy, the ways of the world, where mainstream churches have adopted pagan practices. The ways of this world, where they have completely different teachings to that which we keep from the apostolic church. They keep the first day of the week, not the Sabbath. They believe in the Trinity, which is not taught in the Bible. They keep Christmas and Easter. They believe in the immortal soul. And the list goes on and on. The differences are staggering when you really compare them, as the contents of the two suitcases were staggeringly different. Let's turn to Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. Matthew 7, starting in verse 21. This is a very telling piece of scripture and a passage that we know very well, or we should do. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. To me, the analogy of the two suitcases brought all of these things to my mind. Mainstream Christianity may look the same as true Christianity to so many people because they are not being called and feel that all churches are the same, and we know that they are not. I remember someone who was barred from attending with us not that long ago because of problems he was creating. I was due to see him at a later date and he cancelled this, and he wrote a very nice letter saying to me that he would now focus on Jerusalem and the Jews and looking forward to going there. I thought that that was very sad, having cut himself off from being with us. He cut himself off from the true Church of God over a particular matter, quite frankly, was not worth it. He unfortunately didn't see the gravity of the situation. I was very sorry that he took such a stance, but he was one of many who have not taken their calling, if indeed they were being called in the first place, as seriously as he should have done. I really hope that he and others who have left will repent one day and return to the body of Christ. Leaving the body of Christ is a very serious matter, and Satan will be doing everything he can to throw us off track. For many, they have accepted the contents of the wrong suitcase and will suffer the consequences of that. The silver suitcase saga reminded me once again that we have to be very careful that we don't accept anything that might look right, but is a ploy of our adversary. He is certainly on the warpath now, and we must stay faithful to our calling and stay with the truth, otherwise we will not be in the kingdom of God. It further brought to my mind how careful we have to be to make sure that we accept and practice the teachings of the true church and not accept a counterfeit. One silver suitcase can look like another silver suitcase, but the contents can be very different. It was, for me, a salutary lesson and one that I will not easily forget.